Hi, and welcome to Women on the Line, Community Radio's current affairs program focusing on women's issues nationwide. Women aren't just only getting involved in buying their own homes, but are increasingly looking to property as a way to keep themselves financially independent. One woman from Melbourne, Wendy Moore, has founded a network called Affluencia, where women can network and share information about this other side of the property phenomenon. I began by asking Wendy why she first got involved in the property market.
I have had an interest in property for many years, and over the last 12 months actually I joined a mentoring group, and that really kicked things off for me. I basically bought 10 properties over that time, so I've just always had an interest in property, and buying those properties has spurred that on for me.
Do you think it's important for young women to be property independent?
Absolutely. I really think it is important for them to be independent, and what I am trying to do is to get them to realise and understand that it is possible to be independent through investing in property.
Sure. Well, you started up a women's investment group. Can you tell us a little bit about the organisation as a whole?
I have started up an investment group. It's called Affluencia, which is Latin for abundance. We meet on the first Tuesday of every month, and the aim of that group is to show ladies that there is an avenue for them to get together and come along and network with other ladies and just see how it's done, ask people if they've got any questions, and just to gain the confidence, see that other people are doing it and they too can gain the skills that they need to do it.
Do you think that's the main reason that's been holding back women in the past? Has it been a lack of confidence or a lack of knowledge?
I really think that is one of the main reasons, and ladies that have come along to the meetings have really enjoyed it and have made the comments that it's fantastic to get to talk to other ladies and see that they're doing it, so there's no reason why I can't do it.
But why do you think there's a need for a women's group in particular?
I think that society tends to... In relation to financial aspects of things, in the past it has actually favoured the male and hasn't so much focused on the lady, and I think that is changing at the moment, and certainly by having these groups we are showing them that there's no reason why they can't invest in whatever it is, in the case that I've chosen it, property, and they are seeing that they can do it, and they do have the skills to do it.
What kinds of women are involved in the organisation?
It's all kinds. There's actually ladies that aren't investing in property at the moment and would love to do it, through to ladies that are doing developments and renovations and really fully into it. As far as from a socioeconomic perspective, it's ladies that are full-time property investors, and also ladies that actually have a day job and they're just looking to get out and gain confidence and see that they can do it.
You mentioned that they're from different backgrounds. Are they from different career paths as well, or are we talking sort of all high-profile businesswomen?
No, they're all different career paths. In fact, for example, my mum comes along to the meetings.
Uh-huh, wow, okay.
And she's over 70 and she's come along and she has gained a lot of confidence just through getting out and seeing that she can do it. So the ages range from... early 20s through to over 70, so it's been fantastic.
And what sort of discrimination or hurdles do women face in particular when investing or getting involved in property that men might not necessarily have?
I think it mainly relates around how ladies are treated. Often you'll hear that they've dealt with a man or a real estate agent in relation to property, and either that they don't even get spoken to if they're with a male at the time, the male gets spoken to, and they just get ignored, or they're treated that they don't know anything. So what through the group we're trying to do is show them that they can gain the confidence, that they can talk to them and say, no, hang on, you need to talk to me because I know what I'm talking about. It is really a really empowering aspect for women, and by just having a group where it's just ladies, a comment has been made by a number of them that it's less intimidating to be amongst ladies, and just the thoughts and the conversations and so forth that take place. They're just different to what conversations that normally take place when there are men there.
Wendy Moore from the Women's Property Investment Network, Affluencia,